Previously, the European Commission had proposed a 5% cut to the cap for the next 7 years. Now we see a 2% increase. So it's positive that the lobbying that has been taken on board, but we now need to continue to push that over the next stages of the agreement of the budget that we can see hopefully additional funds allocated. And it's now up to the European Parliament and the Member States working together to finalise what that budget will be. And it is very important for Irish farmers that that cap is well funded, because it is such a high proportion of farm incomes annually.
One of the issues that's been very much in the news this week has been the temporary suspension of beef exports to China as a result of what's been described as an atypical case of BSE. How big a concern is this, and how quickly do you believe it'll be that we can get things back to normal?
Things should be able to get back to normal promptly. This is something that does happen every two or three years, and because it's atypical, it's not regarded as being a risk, but it does require the temporary cessation of exports to China. But once the department have gone through the procedure again of dealing with this, it's the hope would be that exports would be back up and running soon, and that is important because the Chinese market is a growing one, and one which is very much an outlet which can be developed in the years ahead to and ensure that there is a good market for beef in what is a very big growing demand for meat in China.